Someone summed it up very beautifully in a message I received. You see, because you can analyze your life away. Why did this have to happen? Why did this person do this? Why did this person say this? Why is this person creating suffering for my family, for my children? You can dissect and analyze life all you want and create nothing but suffering for yourself. And these very beautiful words someone sent me, where only one line needs to be looked at to sum it up. Accepting the way things have unfolded in your life with whoever is the problem. Accepting the way things have unfolded, accepting how I feel about it. Accepting how I can do nothing about it. Accepting how resentful I feel. Accepting I can't do anything about the resentment. Accepting that my thinking mind cannot bring me peace of mind. Now, the first thing to understand is, when I accept everything, including the way I feel, because after all, the way I feel is based on the way God has made me, based on my genetics, my conditioning from day one. So is it really my feeling or feeling which is arising because it was meant to arise? When I accept everything, every movement that happens in consciousness is accepted. Nothing is rejected. I find I'm standing on a very different ground than I was earlier. Now, thereafter, what do I do? Now I've accepted everything. I'm not fighting with my reaction. I have no conflict. I accept this is the way it is. Yet, my peace of mind is disturbed. What can I do about it? Because ultimately I want peace of mind. I don't want a disturbed mind. Who wants a disturbed mind? So, there are two things here. Where the voice of divine wisdom and understanding comes in. Because when you say, accepting I can't do anything about my resentment, all right, I accept resentment is arising. Accepting I can't do anything about my resentment. Quite right, you can't, but the voice of wisdom can. You see, this, when this understanding comes in, descends on you, You can't do anything about the resentment. God can. Consciousness, the source. When you see who is to resent whom, if this is all a play of consciousness, where everyone is on the same chessboard of life, making their moves, but there's a higher power guiding each piece. The pieces on the chessboard are being guided by the human hand. What happens with us is we feel we are moving our own pieces. When we accept this fact, what happens is that the resentment that was arising earlier does not arise now with the same power and force it used to. So you don't have to work on not allowing the feeling of resentment to arise. That's too much work. Let God also do some work. Everything, all the burdens you're taking on your own head, each and everything, give some of it to God also, no? All right, God, I can't help myself. Now you do it. If it is meant to happen that by and by my peace of mind comes back to me, it will happen. Now it's your job. I tried my best. I'm not going to keep trying to my last breath. Just as, do I try to go into deep sleep or does it happen? Do I say at 9:30 p.m. I'm going to go into deep sleep. Is that possible? It happens. Who makes you go into deep sleep? Do you? Who takes away all your troubles which are in the day in deep sleep? Deep sleep is the absence of your story of life. That is why it is deep. Because there's no story. Who erased that story in deep sleep? Will that one please stand up? That force has to be trusted. This lack of trust is what can drive us crazy.